Blog Talk Radio.
About this bitch named Kim. She jumped up off the porch at 16, she ain't break no limbs. Had dreams of being fit, so yeah, she quickly learned to swim. Mermaid gang, we keep it icy, rockin' diamond fins. If you think you cold as me, you better think again. I hold it down for all my bitches like some safety pins. I'm looking fancy like a vet, he wanna take a spin. He like the way I look and why he wanna slap some skin. I-95, my bundles blowin' in the wind. These birds could never fuck with me, they never know my plans. I'm moving silent in these streets, they making racket, man. Got my girls with me, bitch, and we making plans. Got my bitches with me, yeah, we doing our thing. We only attend private parties on the fucking plane. 2K18, yep, baby, bout to change the game. These hoes fucking for some loud and a pack of games.
I'm going to crush a hoe, and I get the dough when I hit the pole. South Florida queen, make a hoe know. Is that your nigga, bitch, you better get him, hoe. Everywhere I go, I'm known to crush a hoe.
Only loud dope, that shit help me cope. Meek bundles down my back, I'm warm like a coat. If it's a vacation, catch me on the boat. Always flashy, keep it drippy on these fucking hoes. If it's a problem, little bitch, keep it low. Treading lightly when you see me, my shark's on the coast. Jealous of my bags and my jewelry, ho. Switch up the weave every 2 weeks, keep it bougie, yo. 3 years with my nigga, why you mad, ho? Yours was a package overnight and your marriage a joke. Claiming I'm a bully, we ain't kids, though. Out here claiming that you mother, but you hatin', ho. Why these hoes mad? Why these hoes mad? Cause I'm switching up Giuseppe's just to match the bag. See me in the streets, Miss Chanel swag. Catch me on the pole, Miss Chanel bag.
Everywhere I go, I'm known to crush a hoe. And I get the dough when I hit the pole. South Florida queen, make a hoe know. Is that your nigga, bitch? You better get him, hoe. Everywhere I go, I'm known to crush a hoe.
Yes, yes, that was Fishtails by the one and only Kim Cavalli. What up, y'all? It's your girl, Ms. Amira O, and we are so live, honey. This is a special edition of Gossiping and Hip Hop. We here, darling. Yes, finally, we have some kind of spring, some kind of warm weather. Here in Maryland, it's very, you know, warm today, cold tomorrow, and everything in between, but it's such a beautiful day today. It hasn't rained yet. It's supposed to, but we here. We're ready to go. Today, we have our very special guest, Offset Banu, New York rapper. I believe she's from New York, but we have her on the line, so she's going to let us know everything, all about her, where she's from, and all the things. Are you on the line, love? Offset, darling, are you there? Is your phone on mute? I always mute my phone when I'm, like, on the blog talk and be, like, having a full conversation. Are you on, my love? Well, darling, let's get into what's going on with all the mainstream news. I haven't really been getting into everything. Of course, we know Nipsey's funeral was yesterday, or was it day for yesterday? I think it was yesterday. I just know they just had his funeral. It was a great show. It was at the Staples Center. it wasn't a show, but it really gave a show. There was a lot of great performances, a lot of great speeches. And, you know, definitely here at Street Smart Radio, we send our condolences to all of his family and friends. It's been a lot of Nipsey. Like, it's been all over the place. It's been a big story. A lot of people really felt the loss of this artist, this philanthropist, and really sad, horrible situation. I don't know what else is going on. Let me think. I don't know. For some reason, I'm really getting into, what is her name? Ariana Grande. Finally. I never could get into Ariana Grande because she's always, to me, like, it's like she's so much younger than me. Because, like, my son always had posters of her, like, on his wall when he was, like, in high school. So it's like, I don't know. I, like, always felt like that's kind of, like, out of my generation. But I've been really liking that little Seven Rings song. I'm not sure why it's called Seven Rings. But after, like, forcibly being spoon-fed this song, because it was everywhere, I started really vibing with it. Like, I love the video, but I don't know. I don't know if I can say I'm, like, a fan of it. But I've been really getting into that song. Like, it's one of them records that, like, pops up in my head. And it's kind of girly and cute, really different. Like, when I heard that record, Seven Rings by Ariana Grande, in the car for the first time, that's when I really couldn't appreciate it. Like, for me, car, depending on what kind of system you got, you just hear all the instrumentals and everything the song was meant to be, really, for me. Even better than headphones. I mean, not really. I don't know. But I was like, when I heard it in the car, it really just hit me. I liked it. So that's my little vibe. The record is kind of old, but to me now, it's like the new thing for me. Shout out to Ariana Grande. Girl, I've really been, like, out of the loop with the news. I don't know what the tease is. I'm looking into my notes. Hold up. I don't even want to get into the boy named 6ix9ine. I thought he was getting out of jail. I feel like nowadays social media really blurs the lines on what's actual news, because I thought he was out of jail, but I guess he wasn't, which is a little rumor at the time. I don't even know why I even have him written down in my book. But, you know, we ain't even going to give him a shout-out. I can't do 6ix9ine. But I think it was something that I saw about him, like, a week ago. So I thought he, like, got out of jail. Of course, we all know, what's the boy name? Jesse Smollett. He's been seen on vacation recently, living his best life, all smiles. And I love it, because the Chicago, the Chicago Police Department, you might as well say the whole city of legal law or whoever, the judges, they all just want this boy, like, so bad. The police department, like, cannot stand him. They're suing him. They want the coin. But Jesse was seen just at the beach, unbothered. It's a mess, honey. I still don't know what the hell happened. It had to be lies, like, all through both sides or something. I don't know, for the case to be thrown out. But I'm not getting into him. Are you on, my love? Do we have our guests on? We are live, darling. Street Smart Radio. We might as well get into the record, darling. Let's take a break. It's your girl, Ms. Amira O, and we are here gossiping hip hop.
I've been gone for a minute. Y'all niggas probably thought I fell off and shit. I was just talking to my brother Sep the other day. You know what I'm saying? My nigga was telling me that people was going around asking, yo, when Snipe gonna drop something? When you gonna drop this? Oh, shit. This my nigga calling right now. Ah, damn. Hello?
Yeah, what's good, nigga?
What's good, fam?
Shit, cool, what you on, bro?
Man, bro, I'm up in the studio right now.
What the guy, nigga?
Yo, I'm everything, nigga, I promise.
Man, nigga's been asking me, yo, Sam, when your brother gonna drop some shit? Told him, bro, just wait on it, it's coming.
I'm thumbing through hundreds like, ho, what you talking about? What you talking about? Rain. I'm spitting fire like it came from a dragon's mouth. Came from a dragon's mouth. Label me, bitch, I'm a forest fire that you can't put out. That you can't put out. Now my niggas bout that action, my nigga, what you about? Cause I'm out that action, pistol packing, pistol clap around her, ho, we gon' gun it out. You can stop with the yapping and capping, cause soon as I clap you for more, you gon' run your mouth. I don't want that to happen, so if I clap for y'all, I'ma put that burner straight in your mouth. Fuck it, I'ma send the black out in minutes, if I didn't get the house, we'll make it out. I keep it true.
chasing, no clapping, no fight. We can rumble, we can tussle, but I keep that thing on me, cause niggas don't fight. Knocked up, mashed up, blacked out, racked up, hearing leaks in the night. Act up and act tough, get clapped up, wrapped up, so you better stay tight. Bomb nothing nice, put the codeine up in the spray, then pull that bitch over ice. I'm sipping and leaning all night, that purple got a nigga something I mean all night. I want my clip long like a movie, catch me thugging with my juvie. You can get smoked like a Lucy, that Uzi leaving nigga snoozing. I wake up, then bake up, then go get my cake up. My weed is natural like a hoe with no mako. You say you smoke loud, but your shit do not say much. In other words, you can go get the weight up on skinny, but I got my way to re-retaliate. If you play us, I don't got time for no fuck shit, cause you can get time behind fuck shit.
Honey.
I'm thumbing through hundreds like, oh, what you talking about? What you talking about? I'm spitting fire like it came from a dragon's mouth. From a dragon's mouth. Label me, bitch, I'm a forest fire that you can't put out. That you can't put out. Now my niggas bout that action, my nigga, what you about? Cause I'm out that action, pistol packing, pistol clapping. Right here, hope we gon' gun it out. You can stop with the yapping and capping, cause soon as I clap you for boy, you gon' ring your mouth. I don't want that to happen, so if I clap for you, I'ma put that burner straight in your mouth. Fuck it, I'ma send the black out in minutes. If I can get your house, we'll make it out. Every day we move in silence, duck and snakes in them sirens. Money and violence in the kitchen doing science. Trap booming, who's supplying? I'ma stay silent. The symbol I represent is similar to a trident. Call me Poseidon. Smoking no sticky with Gilligan on his island. I be wildin', I'm fly as a bitch. I'm not a pilot. Oh, I'm the shit. I'm giving me an honest shot. Not about that action. Stop with that gapping. Your whole clique is pussy. We call her vaginas. Here's a reminder. Your hold on like girls. That's why your bitch all over my anaconda. And I don't want her cause I got a crazy baby mama. And I don't got time for the drama. I just want the commas. I got a daughter to feed. The ankle won't for nothing. She gon' get whatever she need. That's on my G. She motivate me to do what I do when I get on these beats. That's why I turn to a beast. Like Jet Li, I'm for a leash. When I'm off the leash, on my soul, I'ma grind for it, strive for it, into the damn deceased. Girl, bad money, long weed, strong team on, sleeping on this dream on, 40 glide beam on, I go ape shit, King Kong, King Kong, free guy to the team home, free tweak, nigga, this still anthem for the streets, nigga, all my life I've been up in these streets, nigga, honey, I'm thumbing through hundreds like, oh, what you talking about, what you talking about, rain, I'm spitting fire like it came from a dragon's mouth, came from a dragon's mouth, label me, bitch, I'm a forest fire that you can't put out, that you can't put out. Niggas about that action, my nigga, what you about? Cause I'm about that action, pistol packing, pistol clapping. Right here, hope we gon' gun it out. You can stop with the yapping, the camping, cause soon as I clap you for boy, you gon' ring your mouth. I don't want that to happen, so if I clap for you, I'ma put that burner straight in your mouth. Fuck it, I'ma send the black out, the minute everybody in your house will make it out.
Darling, we are live, darling, live on the air. We're trying to get our caller on. We have our guest here, Asep Banu. She's like in the midst of trying to get on the line. But, darling, before she comes on, let's get into Miss Wendy Williams. Finally, after who knows how long, she's finally filed for a divorce from her husband, Kevin, darling. It's going down, allegedly. I hope she definitely goes through with it and get out of that toxic situation. I mean, I just looking at him really annoys me. So she's at the point right now, of course, we all know she's like in one of those sober houses, and like it's really doing a big positive thing on the flip side because it's raising recognition for these sober houses, which I'm pretty sure I knew they were around, but I never really heard of like a sober house where people go at and they stay there to get sober or whatever. So she's been there. Hello.
Hi, Amira.
Hello. Is that outside?
Yes, this is outside on the line.
Hello, my darling. Yes, ma'am. So I was getting into the whole Wendy Williams thing and her being in the sober house, and now she's filing for the divorce from Kevin, looking for a new place in Manhattan. That's a big mess for her. But okay. What's going on with you? What's tea?
First of all, I just got the biggest hangover because I just went out to celebrate my performance that's coming up today. I've been preparing for it for like the last freaking 4 weeks. A lot of things didn't go as planned, but that's what happens in the business. So, you know, it was an interesting process, just self and being independent and building my own production that I'm excited continue for the next show.
Yeah, it's just like you were saying, nothing ever go like the way it's supposed to be planning. But it's so exciting. You have this big show. It's going to be great. It's in New York, right?
Yes, it's in New York. It's at the West End. The address is 955 West End. So, yeah, it's a lounge. I haven't really visited the venue just yet, so I'm excited to like check out the space. I heard so much good things about it. Awesome. I'm going to have a lot of people coming out to support me, so I'm just really excited.
So is this in a Bronx?
No, this is in Manhattan.
In Manhattan.
In Manhattan.
Awesome. Yeah. Say that address again so anybody that's listening back can definitely know where it's going to be going down tonight.
It's going to be going down at the West End at 955 West End Avenue.
Period. It's going to be amazing. I cannot wait to see the clips. I can't wait to see what you're going to wear. It's always, you know, like performing is like the time you can finally bring your records to life, you know, and definitely have your friends there. But what inspired you for a lot of the new music that you've been putting out? Are you a new artist? Is this music the beginning of your career, or have you been out for a while?
All right, so I've always been into music because my dad's a producer. My uncles. So it's like three of them in total that has done music my whole life. I have freaking, what do you call it, those roll cameras pictures, those old school pictures of me just in my diapers, like playing with my dad's turntables. But, you know, music is in my family. And
I
always was just very timid. I was very timid because, you know, I'm a Cancer. And I feel like when you're, like, a young Cancer, you're more, like, shy and, like, kind of reserved and not really, like, more of that Leo energy. I'm glad I finally reached that point where I'm not shy anymore and I found myself. It's just been a beautiful process. Writing the music that's in the EP. So most of my EP is covers. Like maybe like there's five songs and four of them are covers. But the first song, the intro, I actually produced the beat myself. And I've written all the music in my EP. Like I take pride in my pen. I take pride in not having someone write for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, And it's a beautiful process. Like I try not to rush my music, so I started writing most of the work at 2017. So a lot of it has been revised since then, but most of it I also started writing in 2018. But as an official rap artist, and like I started going to open mics. That's how I got started. I started with this. Amazing event that was happening in Brooklyn a lot called it was hosted by Mojo Disco. Mojo Disco is this amazing trans woman who has done so much to uplift other people in the community, and they were holding this event to invite people of color to just share their art in a space where, you know, a lot of things is where you're embraced as being who you are.
Right.
And, you know, there's no judgment. We're just there to celebrate art. I don't know why
that's
I'm
beautiful.
Fucking blanking on the name
what
of
happened?
The event, but... that's where I started. That's one of my first open mics, testing out me rapping in front of a crowd, and people fell in love with me. It was the first time, you know, especially being a trans woman, and you know, new into my transition when I did that performance. I was very, very nervous. I was in Brooklyn. I'm not from Brooklyn. You know, I'm from the Bronx,
I'm
from Washington Heights.
Awesome.
I'm way uptown, and Brooklyn's
Bronx
whole different, you know, island. Well, at least how you see it when you live in different boroughs in the city. And it was like, you know, cis people who were heterosexual, and there was queer people, and there was just so many different elements in place. And I got a room full of warmth after my performance, and people were just so loving and encouraging. I even have pictures of how the person's mother who held the event, you know, was giving me so much love and encouragement to keep going, and like, you know, that I have a talent, and that's what really motivated me to actually pursue music, because I don't know, I never felt like I was like, I could uphold just being in front of a crowd and just, like, actually performing in front of an audience. You know, I was, like I said, I was very shy. But before that, I was modeling for quite some time after I left college in, like, 2013. So when I came back to the city, I started with my modeling career, and I was just going to casting, you know, fucking broke, starving, like, just trying to, like, just be seen and appreciated for, like, all kinds of avenues of my existence when it comes to art. And I wasn't, I didn't start transitioning then, so I was actually just going out trying to be a male model. But even then, I just saw, it just, like, gave me a good scoop of how the whole industry is and, like, how it ties into the music industry. But I pretty much started the music officially, like I said, in 2018. And I've done, after that event in Brooklyn, I did New Yorican, and I did a couple open mics in Harlem. And then I was like, you know what, I got to get to the studio. And the only thing that was very difficult for me is, like, although, like, people gave me an overwhelming response, I had to, like, adjust to, I had to adjust to, like, okay, I really need to be my biggest fan. I need to really push myself because nobody's going to, you know, pay for the studio time. Nobody's going to, you know, help me write music so I can have a complete album. Nobody's going to help me produce it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I need to want it. Especially if people see it for you. And, like, that's something I'm learning. Like, if people see it for you, it's just like, okay. Like, they're more worried about what can you do for them. And I'm just like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I also have to be, you know, profitable to people. So it's, you know, it's a lot of elements in place. And it's just been such an amazing process because I do, I really love music. And I'm just really excited to, like, see what else is to come, you know, in this industry and being in the game.
So we're going to, and that whole story, the way you put it together, especially being trans and, you know, having that whole, that anxiety of being on stage. And, I mean, we have anxiety just going outside. So just imagine actually getting on stage with everybody. But before we do that, let's get into this record. We got a record we about to play, honey. We have Osset Banu. And I'm saying your name right, Osset Banu. So it's pretty much
the way. Some people say people always confuse it with offset, but it's offset.
No, it's not off. It's off. Like off.
Yes.
Yes. Catch it. But we're going to get into this record. Top Lock It. We definitely hear gospel and hip hop.
Dominicana. But bitches out here throwing shade, yeah. Quacking real loud, no goose, the duck. Wabbits out here getting paid, huh? Never got to spend that bread, black. Island gal juice for the parched, hence. Built for the thirst that come, fence. Real friends offer you gum, breath. Ador don't show you tongue, heh. Watch a real mouth, gon' show you how to pop it. Think inflated bitches real stiff, can you stop it? Mama little yoga, what I hurt, don't knock it. Wouldn't get your tins at the ball girl shopping. Brick them is donation base, you worry about your pockets. Bitch, it ain't the fit, I got that road rage pocket. Drop a little mama, drop cock, lock it. 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 When I get done, I leave, left. Thought you was right with your form, neck. Next. Big, I'm really out for my boy's text. But he just gave me head, sex. New rap bitch in the game, set. Never gotta worry about pills, neck. Go against me, you lose, death. Punchline game on 10, deck. Watch a real mouth who gon' show you how to pop it. Think inflated bitches real stiff, can you top it? Mama little yoga, what I hurt, they'll knock it. Wouldn't get your tens if the balls, girl, shop it. Brick them in donation base, you worry about your pockets. Bitch, it ain't the fit, I got that road rage pocket. Drop a little mama, drop cock, lock it. Drop a little mama, drop cock, lock it. Okay, I get it, wanna wait, wait. You wanna plant the seed, you wanna plant the bait, bait. Ain't going off without locking the dictate. Yeah, you wanna make a meal, made it. Beep, beep, yeah, while I feel fat. Beep, belt on, G-spot that like that. Engine went off, transmission in reverse. Top back, killer, we gon' crash from these torque. Watch your real mouth, we gon' show you how to pop it. Thick inflated, bitches real stiff, can't you stop it? Mama little yoga, what I hurt, don't knock it. Wouldn't get your tens if the ball girl shepherd. Brick on his donation, makes you worry about your pockets. Bitch, it ain't the fit, I got that road rage pocket. Drop a little, mama, drop, cock, lock it. Drop a little, mama, drop, cock, lock it. Drop a little, mama, drop, cock, lock it. Drop a little, mama, drop, cock, lock it.
Yes, doll and cock, lock it. I love that joint. Your boss is
Thank you.
I love the way you craft your words and how you put everything together. I really love it. It's very original. It don't seem like you're trying to sound like nobody else or anything like that. I really look for it.
You know what's crazy also? I don't know if you go through that because I know you do hip-hop as well and you're a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you go through this, but do you ever feel like the pressure of like how your voice is to sound on a track, being a trans woman, and like sort of like that pressure to like either sound very feminine or to give up a certain sort of sex appeal?
I wouldn't say it was a pressure. Like I just really naturally have a naturally feminine voice, so it was kind of different for me. But at the same time, I still have to. Make it sound, you know, I can change, you know, how we can, we got like a very gift when it comes to our voices. And that was in the beginning, but I've been rapping for 9 years. It's going on 10 years. So at this point, like my latest project, I just was rapping in my real voice, in my regular, I think really, you know, you just get comfortable. I can remember hearing myself the first time and I was like, I did not like it. Like, oh my God.
Me
like,
hearing
the first time. You know, like hearing it the first time, you're like, wait a minute, bitch, this ain't how I imagined.
I paid for one of the avocado toast. What?
But, where's you know, that's what makes your record you. That's what that makes it, you know, a set. That's what makes you original.
Thank you so much.
So,
what is
the name of the EP?
So, the EP name is called Unplugged. It was so interesting being fun.
What was that?
Yes, sorry about that. I actually had to run to the store real quick. But it's called Unplugged, and it was very, it's a very interesting theme because I use like the Matrix sort of that theme and sort of embodying the character Trinity in the film. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie or have been a big.
How much?
Thank you. All right, so God, that was so annoying. All right, so yeah, so like I really was a huge fan of like that film. My dad always put me on to like a lot of action films growing up. So that was one that I really, really loved and always stuck with me, all the movies, that's just the first one. And so I use that theme of like, you know, being something that's taboo and being this trans woman who's a rapper, who's very appealing to the eye, but also has this, very aggressive sort of, tough old school kind of hip hop sort of flow or like, and voice. And sort of breaking that mold with what can be mainstream and what cannot be mainstream. And like just like the movie, taking the blue pill or the red pill. If you take the red pill, you go down the rabbit hole, and the rabbit hole is, you know, like escaping the matrix and like realizing reality and realizing what is acceptable and what isn't and what, if any of that matters. But that's the kind of the theme I went with to sort of like propel the entire EP. And a lot of people loved it. A lot of people loved the artwork. the jacket that I wore, it was very, it was like a red patent leather. Like, I also wanted to make it, less dark, because, like, mostly in the movie, you'll see them wear a lot of black, but I made it more of, like, a red thing to go, feed off the whole red energy of, like, taking the red pill and just, like, unplugging to what societies and what norms you grew up on,
right,
or was taught to accept or not. But yeah, that's how I got the theme. And as far as all the tracks, the intro, I wanted to make sure that I was making a name for myself. And one thing I did talk about a lot is being a trans woman, and you know, some of the lyrics might be explicit and talking about like how, you know, your nigga's looking at you, but he's also looking at me and behind your back, and it's really horrible. But you know what I mean? It's just a lot of different things that touch bases on when it comes to like everyday life as a trans woman. But I don't okay. like I definitely don't want to continue just always talking about that. Like, there's so much more to it in general than besides their gender identity.
Exactly.
And I'm very excited to, like, show people other sides of me. But I just wanted to get that out the way, because I know I'm going to have to, you know, break a lot of barriers.
Address
and, like,
it.
You know, address it. So I wanted to address it first hand, get it out the way.
What's this record, the jump of, what is it? Of
the jump
25, off? 28?
18.
Oh, is that the jump off? Oh, 18.
Yeah.
So I was trying to remember my numerals. Like, wait, what's an X? I think an X is 10. Well, we're about to get into that record. We are here, our separate new Gossip and Hip Hop.
Yes, it's down.
Hey, yo, Henny, this the new jump off. Here, man. Here, man. Bronx. Hey, yo, I don't understand why y'all trippin'. Y'all string niggas bent down here grippin'. Let that bad bitch got you out here slippin'. Her tongue on your ass, don't lie, now I'm tight. Frontin', that's a man, but he holler in the night. K2 bump can even cop themselves a nick. I'ma scoop your niggas with my Wonder Woman whip. Gun with them, let's talk where I grew up. 158 Riverside, Wash Heights. More than the Wandula Raisi and Spanish Rice. Never really fittin' with these lame-ass clowns. Man, I miss that old chicken spot named Crown. Got these niggas saw me as a bossy. Los Dominicanos couldn't tell I was lazy. Had fake friends that was hating on my wave. Pleasing these bitches stuck in the kitchen wishing they was in my boss lane. This is for my peeps. Fuck y'all haters, this ain't motherfucking bitch. They the definition of a real snitch. I'm protected by the spirit, not the witch. But they gon' try it. And for my fan, I hope y'all strapped up ready for the man. I got that tight grip, hit him with a plan. I'ma be a music legend that's trans. Let's not deny it. I'm on fire, blazing up a smoke. Lots of tears dripping and I got these hoes choked. Leave these bitches upset, got them suicidal. They scream at the Lord yelling, why she such an idol? Straight facts, I'm a pretty bitch. Got the sick flow and I only make hits. Drop the freestyle so y'all know what's coming. I already see you rap niggas in the duckin'. Get out me way, don't fuck with Trey. Empress or set, then there's the maid. Your flow is sick, well I'm the vix. You CCD afraid? Booga booga. Pass up the ball, you taking D? Just dunk the score, game point whore. I'm rich and so, you're breathing go. Kinda like you got the whip, but you dig my toe. Fuck y'all haters, if they motherfucking bitch. They the definition of a real snitch. I'm protected by the spirit, not the witch. But they gon' try it, and for my fan, I hope y'all strapped up, ready for the man. I got that tight grip, hit him with a plan. I'ma be a music legend that's trans. Let's not deny it. This be the 6-1 warrior sent from the Amazon. Moonshaker, meet the new Armstrong. Captain Bad One, Captain of the microphone. Captain, I'm the one, stoners wanna pull from. Be dodging lanes every day, they failing with the D. Caballeros be the one that's for between the cheeks. Yes, I got that tight grip, see dummy? I ain't built for you dicks and then thirst guppies. Hold on for your life, niggas never pass a week. Dudes gripping like he can make a mini-me. Ain't a holiday, but they celebrate my rap. Ain't for everybody, but let's play a tip for tat. Clap it up if you feeling me. If you smoking, no chief in the vicinity. Pour the blunt now, slow-mo. Black lips on, they call me different for my heat. Fuck y'all haters if they motherfucking bitch. They the definition of a real snitch. I'm protected by the spirit, not the witch. But they gon' try it. And for my fan, I hope y'all strapped up ready for the man. I got that tight grip, hit him with a plan. I'm
I'ma be a music legend, that's trans. Let's not deny it. Let's not deny it.
Instead of me giving you the space, I paid for our version.
How did we get that?
Yes, that was Offset for new. I love that record. So you of course a big Kim Mama, Big Mama fan.
Yes, I'm a big fan of just women in hip hop from like the era that I grew up till now. Period. Like, I just love women in hip hop. Women run the game and they don't get as much appreciation as they do, and they try to pin them against each other. But I think all the women in hip hop are dope in their own way, and it's just, it's amazing. Cause I don't know, I hear, you know, I also appreciate men in hip hop, but like, I feel like there's more creativity and diversity with the women as far as just the approach of like how to attack a beat or how to produce an actual song.
Right, it's just more appealing to us because we women, you know what I'm saying?
Right, that's what it is for me.
Yeah, like that's what, like when I started, when Kim came out, that's when I finally was like really starting to get into hip hop. That's what really made me, you know, A, want to be a rapper. She made you want to be that person, you know. And so it's like, definitely to me, it's always about the females in hip hop.
Yes.
But so before we end up wrapping everything out, I wanted to let everybody know what where to find you at all over social medias, and also let everybody know about the show again tonight.
All right. So you can find me on Instagram at my fan page, From Image to Offset, and that the way you spell Image is I-M-A-J. My official artist page is Empress Offset on Instagram. You can find my music on SoundCloud, YouTube, Datpiff, Bandcamp, and Indie Sound and Reverb Nation. It's literally
yes, definitely
yes. And as far as also, you can more social media. You can find me on Twitter. My show tonight again is at 955 West End Avenue. It's in the upper West Side.
West Side.
And the show starts at 8 p.m. It's going down. I have a whole 15-minute set prepared for the show. I'm really excited. That
awesome.
Fit looks good.
Also, did you design your whole set and everything? Do you get the stuff there already, or are you taking it when you?
No, I'm talking about more so in the sense of like the performance itself and the actual set.
Oh, okay.
So like the outfit, like you know, where if I'm using the mic stand for a certain song, you know, the dancers that's supposed to come to dance certain songs. Like, is this, I actually like made a production as far as my performance. Yeah, and I feel like mostly in hip hop, you usually see that R&B and like another realms of music like pop, but in hip hop it's more so of like it's just like a crowd bumping, like walking around stage, feeling yourself,
right.
Rapping your music. But I also wanted to incorporate like that element of how people attack a stage in different genres, and I wanted to infuse that.
Yeah, why
so
not?
I'm really excited
definitely
to show that.
A little touch to it.
Yeah.
But we really thank you for coming on the show. I cannot wait until this. So when is the EP dropping, or is it already out?
It's already out. It dropped on Valentine's Day. Since then, I dropped my latest single, Trophiana, the Tatiana remix.
Yeah, because I heard Trophiana, and I heard the Jump Off record. I got to get into the other records. How many songs are on this EP?
So in the EP, there's 5 songs. There's an intro song called Mortal Kombat that's killer, that's going banging right
ooh,
now.
Oh, I want to hear that.
Yes. It's just something that I told you, I produced that song and I also wrote it. So it was an amazing outcome. And The other songs are Cock Lock It, The Wave, You Need to Get Into the Wave, People Love the Wave, and The Jump Off's really good. And Double Tap, I really added that song because I really needed to, like, put that fifth song in there. I didn't want to just have four. But
right, it's always
a lot of people gave me good reactions to it.
It's
a lot of people
liked
it.
It's always a record that you really not, you don't feel yourself, that other people be like, oh, I live for that. You be like, really?
Right? Are you sure? You're not playing in my face?
And before we go, where can they get the EP at? Like, where can they go download it or stream it?
The places that you can download it would be Bandcamp, SoundCloud. I don't know if SoundCloud lets you download it, but if you have the app, you can listen to it.
I think you can. If they have that premium plus.
Yeah, but all the platforms I mentioned, SoundCloud, YouTube, Bandcamp, DatPiff, is all. I made it a free album. I made a free EP because I didn't care about profiting for my cover songs. I just wanted to show my lyricism. I wanted to show myself out as a rapper. And you know, just show what's to come. But I look forward to start, you know, leasing and or even producing my own beats. So, and seeing what I create with those. So, I've been working on the next album. I mean, the actual official album. But I'm not gonna give any information about that
at
all. Yeah, just yet. Yes.
We definitely look forward to hearing that. And like I said, I definitely appreciate you for coming on. You know, it's all about
supporting
the community and making it a tight knit. And I was so excited to finally get you on. And, you know, we look forward. Let me know how the show was. I look forward to seeing the pictures. I look forward to seeing the clips and all the things. And it's going to be crazy. I love it.
It is.
I'm excited.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much, Amira.
Thank you, and good luck tonight. And till next time, we are gone. Gossip and Hip Hop.
Yep.
It's your girl, Ms. Amira. Oh, I'm so out.
Offset is out.
Trofiana, work hard, Trofiana. Pick that thing up. Hey yo, tall bitch from Amazon. Dropped another freestyle, Sharpiana. Shine brighter than your bleach, Meliana. This is who I'm, sis, natural crown, Curliana. Slick mouth, more bars, not the fighter. When I'm in the ring, they don't set the timer. Tell these big chin bitches I'm a rhymer. MK drop bars in them, no Haitiana. Less teeth, more mouth, no piranha, mama. Jelliana, I'm just being really petty honest. The way designer, but I'm still looking Trofiana. No Tatiana, no, not Tatiana. Boss bitch, that's me, Trofiana. Boss bitch, that's me, Trofiana. Boss bitch, that's me, Trofiana. No Tatiana, no, not Tatiana. Drop the beat and I'ma pick that shit up. Don't make a sound when I pick that shit up. Drop the ball and I'ma pick that shit up. Pick that shit up, yeah, pick that shit up. They want a song on the charts, I got them. Ain't a hill, but that climb, no problem. I'm the bat, not the goat or Robin. Superhero, put you sidekicks, can't find them. No Tatiana, no, not Tatiana. These niggas be begging for it. Iggy and Ariana, Kakipiana. Type to make a Hana, no manners, we got a problem. Kill him with no manana. I work a 9-to-5, not your average hoe. Pay my bills when I help, you already know. Doing overtime, gotta make it oh. EP drop, and I'm booking shows. EP drop, and I'm booking shows. EP drop, and I'm booking shows. Work hard, Trofiana, work hard, Trofiana. And pick that check up. Work hard, Trofiana, work hard, Trofiana. And pick that check up.